first. They came into a market where professional baseball had ruled since 1926. So a long history here at Grayson Stadium, and they had a whole bunch of different teams playing here. But it just seemed that baseball hadn't worked out quite well professionally. So, you know, Jesse coming in from Gastonia and wanting to take over this market, they started out by only selling two tickets. And I know they needed to change the way they were thinking, and so they had a major team contest, and lo and behold, this event of bananas came out. And like I said before, without being sunshines and rainbows, there was a lot of backlash with that. However, as time went on and things started to change, they started to sell out, and they started to create fans, and it took off globally through the power of social media and viral videos. This place became heaven for a fun, entertaining aspect for baseball. And, you know, as time went on, we have two teams. So that original team that started in 2016 was our collegiate team, which is a member of the Coastal Twin League. And then as of this past year, I believe it was 2020, we created our premier team, which is really exciting. This is the team that plays the handball. And they're a whole bunch of different levels, everywhere from, you know, former major and minor league players, baby ball guys, but just an insane, talented group of guys that came together and we created this new form of baseball in the handball. And it's been nothing short of incredible to see the reaction that we've gotten and the good publicity from it as well.
So a little bit more about you. You have a degree in dance, right? And you grew up and you worked in hockey with the Golden Knights and with UNLV, and then you joined the Bananas this spring and graduated to director of entertainment, which is a great title. So tell me a little bit about baseball background adventures that you mentioned, and then also about your previous jobs in sports, and also I guess your background in dance prepared you for the Bananas job.
Yeah, so I didn't think there was a place on earth where I would combine my hockey, baseball, dance resume, quite like it has here. But no, like you said, yeah, I grew up playing baseball my whole life, all through high school. I was playing at a pretty high level, and was fortunate enough to get a couple offers here and there, but nothing quite to where I wanted to go. And then I also was playing hockey throughout my life as well, here and there. But one time I went back to school, unfortunately, I was medically disqualified due to concussions, and so that pretty much put an end to the baseball dream of mine. But throughout high school, I had started performing dance with my two older sisters, Lisa and Lexi, who were involved in musical theater. And they had a show called Anything Goes, which is, if you're familiar with your musicals, it's a tap dance musical. And so they wanted to get me involved. And I got involved, started taking tap dancing back in my freshman year, and just kind of continued on that route. I fell in love with it. And so I knew that there was something there with dance. I started taking more technical dancing with ballet, jazz, and modern rock kind of thing throughout my junior and senior year. And then when I went to college and I got my college qualified, I switched that over to dance. And I just kind of went along with the performance and choreography aspect, which is awesome. You know, performing in front of crowds and learning about the history of dance and all that kind of thing. But shortly after, it was around my junior year is when the hockey team came to Vegas. And it was really interesting because I knew I wanted to be involved with it, but I didn't know how that was going to happen. You know, it's kind of like, yay, they're coming, now what? So saw an audition for their promo team in high school, having a hockey background. It was pretty much a no-brainer to join those teams. Did the audition, went really well, was fortunate enough to get a position. And then after the first game, we did our first game, and they were short on stage managers. They didn't have people that could, like, set up everything that was going on. So myself and a couple other guys, we took over that role in that first year and never looked back. And that's kind of where my entertainment and sports passion started to grow. I was under a great leader, Johnny Greco, who's now with the Seattle Kraken. He's been a great mentor to me since day one, and he's really pushed that love for sports entertainment. And then as year three and four go by, it was time to take that next step. And I wasn't really sure where I was going to come to until February 17th. I was playing golf at Revere Golf Club in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'll never forget, I was playing with my parents, and I got a video message from a 912 number. I'm like, who the heck could this be? Take a look at it, it's a man in yellow tux.